This is crazy. Who the heck would be in here? Hello? Hi, this is Lisa, and I noticed there's a caller. Area code 646, can you hear me? This is Lisa, it's May 31st, 2016, and this call is for targeted individuals to discuss their subjects that maybe you don't get to discuss on other calls. Caller 646, are you there? Is there someone? I can hear some sound. Is someone at area code 646? I hear sound. Are you there? Hello? I'm very sorry, but I don't allow that on this call. Okay, you know, I could hear, just like the other night, I hear there's somebody there, but if you're not going to say anything, this is my private call that I've opened to the public, targeted individuals. At the very least, you're more than welcome to just sit and listen. At least have the courtesy to just say hi or I'm just listening. Others have done so, and I don't know why anyone would do it any other way. So if I at least expect someone to introduce themselves, and if you don't, I'm going to have to disconnect you. I'm going to open up the lines, area code 225. Hello? Area code 225. Are you there? Just static. Anyway, this call is regarding targeted individuals. I'm Lisa. I run Lisa's KR11Humane.com, and I have since 2012. I don't know if it's been a blessing or a curse, but I have found experts on why we're targeted. And number one, we're being targeted by the entire U.S. government. This is a new world order. And they're using us as guinea pigs for a new transhumanism computer machine to human interface. In other words, you know, and they want us all gone. They don't want any more than 500 million. That's on the Georgia Guidestone. And they've merged people into computers. It's called cybernetics, and they literally come cyborgs. That's why everybody's got cell phones up to their ears. They can't seem to leave them. People actually sleep with them or next to them. They even use them to tell them which way to go going down the road. They can't do anything without them. That was done purposely. It was put out there to control the brain. And that's the brain incentive, I guess you would call it. I just know David Boyd is walking from Delaware to California to bring awareness to this human experimentation he found while he was a grad, a Navy grad. And so that's the basis for this. However, upon my filming of gang stalkers in the air and on the ground, I started noticing heavy chemtrails, which I had heard about, but I didn't get a chance to really finish researching. And when in between the clouds was, it looked like a very strange sun with five huge moon-like objects around it, and they were all, to my opinion, white in color. And I tried to capture them the best I could. It was very hard being targeted. It's like, you know, you just can't imagine what it feels like. Your whole body is being attacked with UAVs, UASs, which are satellites. They're equipped with Wi-Fi. And I couldn't even hold a cell phone for the longest time or be around anyone with one. Obviously, the ones that are gang stalking us, I've seen five at a time, various states. And it's obvious that they are AI entrained. And, you know, they keep calling in to knock me off. I'm waiting for other targeted individuals if they would like to call in. We're being defouled by a sickening slow kill killers. This is an assassination program also by Obama. We're defenseless civilians. They've altered everyone's DNA, including ours. We're getting nano shot into us. Not everybody, but a lot of TIs, their bodies are being swollen beyond belief, and that is from these UAV, UASs, and drones, Predator and Reaper. And the nano sensors is what they're shooting into us. And that's out of their own papers. This is also connected to cell phones, which connects to cell towers. And if it weren't for chemtrails, they wouldn't be able to do it. Chemicals that have been just trailed all over our skies. And I question how anyone could not see them by now. It's been going on for years. It's heinous. I'm going to try one more time, and then that's it. Area code 225. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Are you a targeted individual?
I am. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. There must be a lag.
I am a targeted individual.
Oh, okay. There must be a lag in the, you know, in the communication, like a phone lag.
Ma'am.
Yeah, apparently. What would you like to add, or is there anything you'd like to talk about? Or?
Well, no, this is my first time on the line, so I'm kind of like trying to get more acquainted with it because I'm not familiar
okay.
with this line. Yeah, this is the first time I ever was able to get. Are y'all new? Is this a new line?
I started it about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, well, you are new. Yes, ma'am, this is my first time on the line.
You haven't called into any of the other TI calls?
I have, but some of them that I felt they weren't legit, some of the ones I called in on.
Yeah.
To me, they seem to be in with the federal government for what I can pick up on. So
yeah.
I just kind of feel my way through everything.
Well, some of them are, they're very controlled. They're very targeted to the point that they can't. It's not only that they can't think straight. Some of them just, they are taken over, and they will turn on each other. They turn on each other, so you might be better off. I mean, I listen in, but that's about it. I do get to talk
yeah,
once
I
in a blue
moon. Yeah, I listen, but I don't comment. Yeah, I don't comment any songs. I do listen to them, but I don't comment.
Yeah. I had the fortune of finding somebody called Michael from around the world. He was BP Earthwatch interviewed him a couple of years ago, and I heard it. And this guy was calling in like a whistleblower. He was, and he was asked to go underground into the domes and a deep underground military bases. And he said no. He claimed that everybody had to get a microchip before they went under.
Wow.
Well, since he has really, he's really spoken about a lot of things that only an insider could really know about. And that's regarding our targeting.
Wow.
And there's a lot of people. What's that?
You the host of the show?
Not his show, no.
No, I'm talking
but
about your show.
This one here, yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
And, excuse me, Lisa.
Oh, okay.
I run lisashumanelife.com.
Yes, ma'am. I tried to get you a couple of times, but I never got a response. Oh, over the internet, though, not over phone.
Oh. I get a lot of strange emails, and I guess I don't always trust all of them, or they go to different places, and I don't get a chance to check, you know, to respond like I should, so my apologies.
I understand.
I'm sorry. You know, and some of them, I'm just not sure. You know, I might think some emails are, you know, I'm being perpetrated or something.
Wow.
And, you know, and that's what they do. Not all the time, just sometimes. I don't get it a lot. But during the course, he was a Christian, and he went straight into the biblical era part of it. And being an insider, he knew a lot. I did voiceovers, and I recorded them and put them over on YouTube. They're off the charts if you should listen to them. But when I seen those four or five other moon objects, I immediately got online to see what's going on. I already knew the sun was erratic. I knew there was a problem regarding the sun. I knew they were hiding it. And during the course, I learned that chemtrails under Project Cloverleaf was a depopulation agenda. And through that, I learned that there's a lot of, you know, I've been down a long journey here in a short few years. I learned that the chemtrails is the medium behind directed energy weapons, which are indeed being shot down at TIs. You don't need a.
That's a lot.
What's that?
I said that's a lot.
Yeah. But then something changed in the targeting. And I'm gonna, before I go there, in the drone, they actually have PDFs out online that some TIs have found. And this is in their own papers. It's a joint targeting. So it's everybody. It's from the Pentagon on down.
Wow.
So it's everyone. And they're so, supposedly they were first reported as non-lethal weapons. And they changed that to less than. It's anything but less than. You know, it's a kind of a pun on words if you think about it. Less than lethal. What, you know, either they're not lethal or they're lethal. So they probably termed less than to soften the soft kill, which is a slow kill. And that's what they're doing now. So they're throwing any of their political foes, anyone that's politically against them, it really boils down to whoever doesn't think like them. If they somehow they knew that STIs would be totally against their New World Order. They also, in their own words, this is in their papers, that our neighborhoods would listen to us, areas would listen to us. So if we were to step up at each of our communities and say 9/11 was an inside job, people would listen. and then that would maybe grow. You understand? And if you were not doing anything, you know, at all, they would still set you up and get you put on this, which they did to me. Mine was over a major multi-million dollar lawsuit. They murdered my husband. So, and they were guilty, and I had the proof, 99% legal. And this is what they did to me. They got rid of me. And there are others that have been robbed of millions. So, how did you become a TI?
For my employee.
Well,
I lost my job. I was mobbed on the job, and then I lost my job.
Wow.
And haven't been to find one since.
Yeah. They job mobbed me, too.
Yeah.
You know, I still persevered, and I did. I just, you know, I was determined. And as much as they job mobbed me there with big pickup trucks and everything else, I even from the air, I still went on for that job because I knew I had it. I had the job. And out of nowhere, the guy just forgot about me. I called and called and nothing.
Yeah. Normally that's
Yeah. Well, they're using, this is even bigger than chemtrails and cell towers. You can add, you know, the smart meters. That's grabbing hold of our electrical in our homes. But it goes even bigger when CERN was brought to the attention of everyone. And there's been one guy in particular, Anthony Patch, and he was writing a book called Covert Catastrophe. And he sent me a copy before he put it out to print. And lo and behold, over in Los Alamos, he found that there was an electromagnetic weapon testing going on civilians right here. And, he found it by accident. So he got involved. And they all knew that our time was short on this earth. Because I don't know, you know, I'm not really sure if you're aware or not, but we are in the last of the last days.
Yes, ma'am.
It's very sombering, I know. A lot of TIs don't want to hear it, or they don't want to talk about it. They're in denial. They don't know. I'm not real sure how they don't know. Some know, and I know. So do you know?
I'm kind of like just listening to a lot of things. Some things I do and some things I don't. So I'm pretty much just listening to what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we are. This evening I went out about 8:30. I went down to the corner store, and I turned, you know, I could see it right here in the almost direct northern sky, sort of just a little to the west. Through the chemtrails, I could see the huge, some of the planets, and they're here, and they're big.
Wow.
And supposedly, when it gets right to the north, it's over. It's almost to the north. So I almost didn't open this room tonight. I'm very, I've been watching this for several years, filming, taking pictures. I tried to wake a lot of people up to get bug out bags, things like that, you know, for survival. And I didn't get, it just seems like nobody listened. A few, but not many.
Yeah, that's true.
And, so I'm basically doing this just for TIs, you know, if they want to call in. But I thought, well, while I'm in here, I'll bring up some topics regarding us. There's different, you know, the ancients did write about this. They did leave warnings.
Yeah, a lot of people talk.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
But, you know, the powers to be made sure it was taken out of the Bible. So we wouldn't know.
Yeah, a lot of TIs that call.
What's that?
You have a lot of TIs that call.
Some nights no. Other nights I do.
Oh. Oh.
It's just some call in later. They'll get call in later. It just depends. You know, I've had 5, 6 in here or more. And then 3 and 4. Right now it's just you.
Okay, I understand.
I have a chat room, but I don't open it. It's not the best in my browser, so I don't bother with it. I don't have time to watch both. But I've met a lot of the few people I've met outside of our community either know about it or you might as well say they are targeted. One is a former officer. He was a body snatcher for the police, and he became targeted heavily. And thanks to Chuck Missler, a famous minister whom he lived near, he said he literally crawled in there, and he saved him. And he's been preaching ever since about that, and he claims that we have demons.
Oh,
that's what he says. And he also says that we're cursed. And somehow it's either something we did or our parents or ancestors.
Wow.
Somewhere down the road we have been cursed.
Ooh.
And either we have demons or we're being demonized. Now, are you gang stalked?
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm.
Well, he says they are demons. That they're disembodied spirits of the Nephilim.
Wow.
And there are a lot of people that hold that. On the Christian side, they hold that. They're certain of it. I have been certain of it at times.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, you know, this is not normal. Far from it. And I keep going back to the word unworldly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, this whole targeting thing to me is unworldly. It's not normal. It's
exactly.
Not normal for me anyway. What do you think?
No, it's not normal. It's definitely not that.
It's not. You know, if you know the history, when you learn the true, I'm a historian. So when I learned the true history of the United States, and then let's just go World War II. You know, it was you surely heard of Project Paperclip.
I have. Mm-hmm.
It's, well, okay, think bigger, way bigger. The Nazis, Bush Sr. was a Nazi, Nazi born.
Okay.
There's a picture of him in a Nazi Navy outfit.
Oh, okay.
And
wow.
He's sitting in a living room with his parents,
mm-hmm.
and I guess it's his grandmother, and this is over in Nazi Germany, and he, Bormann is there, who was a major assassin for Hitler. Yeah. And so was Skorzeny, who was the one that was Hitler's bodyguard and assassin. And he was in his 90s and gave a gentleman all his papers and photos. And, you know, he basically ratted on them. He was mad at them.
Okay. Wow.
So our country was actually run since World War II, right after World War II, you know, when they killed Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
That was, they killed him, and they've been behind the scenes running the show ever since. So America's been run by Nazis. And that's, and that's the truth. I'm going to open up the line, area code 804. Hello? Area code 804.
I just tuned
Hello?
In to the radio. I just tuned in. I'm trying to listen.
Hello? I'm sorry. Did you hear that?
Well, I heard something, but
I don't know. I get a lot of crazy calls in here. That's okay. I don't know what happened. Maybe they'll call back. But anyway, so that's who's the mentality behind are targeting, number one. Now, if you go into what were the Nazis into, you know, they were into things that that I would call unworldly. You know, they were into reverse engineer spaceships and what we would call UFOs, and because they're unidentified. And I don't believe in aliens, but I do now. I never did. But I've been aware of the Nephilim since I was a teenager. And that's before I knew any of this. So I had it, you know, they I've had encounters.
Wow.
So I have had encounters, yes. It was nothing I did wrong. I just was left, I didn't do anything. I was left on a military base as a baby. And within days, the sergeant got me out of there and got me to my grandparents who raised me. And they just both happened to be ministers prior for decades each. And they were both killed, strangely. And after their death, this unknown entity, an EBE, I guess I would call it, an interdimensional, came into my room right after I was laying there, and all of a sudden something took my body over. And I was not sleeping. I had just gotten in bed. I was wide awake. And it was spinning around in my chest. I could hear the loud noise. It was deafening, of wind. And I'm going to say my chakras were spinning. I just learned that term recently. And then it proceeded to put its arms underneath my body. And then it lifted up my soul out of my body. And it was just a semi kind of solid mass of me. And whatever it was they did to me, I couldn't yell out. I tried. I mean, it was just the most terrifying moment of my life, and I couldn't scream, and I just kept trying, and finally I screamed. And when I did, this thing put me back in my body, and that happened to me twice. And then throughout my entire life, something I would put their hand on my shoulder, but there'd be nobody there, and that'd be when I was washing my hair in a sink. So I'd lift up, and there'd be nobody there, and I'd do it again, nothing. I've had family members come back to me. But I go back to that because I believe that we TIs, I do believe that there is something else going on here. I believe it is disembodied spirits of, there's a lot of terms for them, Nephilim. I know we're seeing through what's called the veil, also known as the wall by insiders. And so there's a second heaven invasion. There's a really great series on YouTube called Second Heaven Invasion by Scott Hensler. Scott Hensler is a friend of mine. He's a former officer, body snatcher, and he's also became a pastor after he was targeted by these demons. And he still sees them. And he does minister to TIs. He says either we're demonized or we have demons. I think it's a little different. I have a little different opinion, to be honest. But, yes, maybe we can hear you better now. Caller 804, area code 804.
Yes, I'm just listening to the program. Can I listen to the program?
Sure, you can listen. Okay, I'm going to mute you, and then I'll check on you in a few minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now, targeted individuals, they literally, some of them think the Bible was written all around end times and TIs and these demons. It's obvious anyway to me that the Nephilim are the same as the Anunnaki. And that's mentioned in the Bible, the Anaks, and so are the Nephilim. Our problem was that they took out the Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants. There's like over 55 books. Those two books alone define our targeting. It explains, who the giants were. They were the children of they're considered the Nephilim. And I watched a series today about the elongated skulls. And I don't go off. This is connected. Let me find, it's Brian Forrester, Mystery of the Elongated Skulls and DNA Tests. It's a full lecture with photos, and it's all over the world. They found these, and they had red hair, and they would swarm in when Native Americans or Peru or whomever and kill them, take them over. And they did the DNA tests. They're not human. And they lived on this earth for a long time. They built the pyramids and many other things. They were not human. You can't get past that. There's photos, there's drawings and paintings of them in the pyramids, you know, how all different sizes. So back to Scott Hensler and the targets, he swears that targets are targeted, and he's going by Deuteronomy in Old Testament. And how I differ, and it is possible, but he says God's mad at us, I'm going to be honest, and this is where I disagree with him, and I would not go say this without a lot of research, and there are other opinions. I don't believe there's a hell. You know, I believe that they've created hell here on earth. I do. And I do believe there, because of what happened to me when I was a teenager, and ever since that, everywhere I ever lived, my husband and I, there's always been, you know, a strange presence. Always. I lived in Baltimore City, so I racked it up to old houses. I really just didn't, you know, life gets in the way and I didn't have time to concentrate on it. And it would only be for a moment, you know, like somebody playing the piano. And it was always when I just went upstairs. It's like this, you put your head down, you can't see what's behind you, washing my hair. I'm at a vulnerable moment. You know, it's not like I can see. I just go upstairs, go to bed, and someone starts playing a piano downstairs. My brother was there with me upstairs. My brother was a big, tough guy. He ran out the door with a big stick and the dog and left me standing there in the stairway. You know, to leave. And we didn't go back in the house that night. We were terrified to go back in the next day. There was a lot of incidences like that. And then there was others, like I'd just be having a nice moment with family. And say my cousin drove over. She was my favorite. She was a good girl. And she had just bought a brand new tiny little car. And something told me that she was going to die in that car. You know, it was adamant to get her to stop. So I begged her to get rid of the car. She had just bought it. I said, take it back. You're going to die in it. It's going to, you know, and she wouldn't listen. And she died in a freak accident. The same thing happened with my husband. Something came in and told me 6 months prior that he was going to die horribly. And then the night before it came back and it was heavy. Whatever this feeling was, it was unreal. I tried to stop him. He was going in. He said, oh, you're having one of your premonitions again. I said, no, you don't understand. This is very strong. He still persevered, and he's dead. And that's how I became a TI, because of the lawsuit I went up against one of the top 10 law firms in D.C., and they really are satanic. They really are. Either they're satanic or they're deep occult. Either way, most of them actually worship Satan. Now, how do I wind all this up where it all matches? Well, for about a year and a half, 2 years now, I started noticing while on the phone with other TIs, they would be talking about something like entities, demons, orbs, invisible, almost, you could almost see these creatures going across maybe a foot and a half above the ground, and grays. Now, I didn't believe any of this, okay? I didn't. Even though I had what happened to me, I still didn't believe it. I should, but I didn't. And lo and behold, this was happening to me. And I did my best to ignore it. I did. I really did, until I realized I had to come to grips with it. Now, I know the technology and weapons that they use on us can cause you to be in a world of an unreality world, and they do. They really can do that. How they do it, I think it's a combination of smart dust, which is programmable matter, you know, this nano dust, it's neuro brain, and the other is a combination of all the signals in the air. You know, we're dealing with chemtrails, we're also electromagnetic, plasma, microwaves, and they've got all the cell phone towers hooked to the cell phones, and we have UAVs and UA satellites hovering around us, unmanned. Some are actually driven by computers. You know, this is super quantum computers. So, and then we got our smart meters and on microchips, and you don't even need them. And, you know, the, it's a neuro thing, the brain, the DNA. And you know, we'd be here. It's just massive, the things that they're using on us. And also these gang stalkers will go by our homes and they rev it up. They're revving up the noise, the noise campaign. That's revving up the smart dust. They've done flyovers, which recently I realized is either they're dumping it over me or they're revving it up. And I also noticed that they're not controlling themselves. Excuse me. Alfred Weber contacted me. Gosh, it was probably back in 2013. And he told me, he said, your gang stalkers are controlled. And I followed him a while and learned that there was an artificial intelligence system called Skynet. And Skynet is like Solar Warden / cloud computing. Just think Terminator. Because I've had these drones and I've seen them swarming around while people on the ground, neighbors, are pointing at me, laughing, trying to get me in trouble. It's like no matter what I did, it was me against almost the world. With drones hovering around in the sky over people's homes. And that's in two separate states. And I finally got to the point where I called the local sheriff back. And he was kind enough to tell me, yes, they're drones. I didn't know. He said, they're drones on you. So, That's what we're dealing with. And these UAVs, that's unmanned aerial vehicles, and some are manned remotely. And they're doing remote, what they call remote neuro, the brain monitoring, meaning, you know, they're tapping into our ears, into our brain, and they can vibrate you and almost cause you to, you got to fight to be you, is what it is. And I've had to deal with this by myself, and I've learned how to fight. I don't like it, but you got to do what you got to do. And so when I learned it was end times, that started really wrapping it up for me because I was a Christian and I studied the Bible and I did the whole nine yards. So I knew that in end times it would be strange, you know. And unlike my friend Scott Hensler, I don't think all of us are cursed. I think there's other passages in the Bible that relate to it, like wearing down the saints. And if you really get in to read a little further and run searches on that, that's to me what I thought it was originally, wearing down the saints, wearing down the witnesses of end times. Because we live in such an upside down world, I learned I had to think opposite. I had to think in a backwards way. Obviously, the Nephilim / Anunnaki were here. There's too much evidence. And now that they've done DNA tests on the elongated skulls and have specifically gotten them right down to where they were and when, it all matches, you know, basically what they took out of the Bible, which was like the book of Enoch. He wrote about the Watchers. He said they were fallen ones. And then you go back prior to the Gnostics, they were early Christians. And, you know, they were annihilated. They were treated terrible because the early Pope / Constantine knew that they knew. That's why he burnt down the Alexander Library. They have most all the records. We never will know the truth. But the Gnostics were Christians and they speak of Christ. They speak of Jesus. But they speak of them differently, you know. They don't, you know, to them, you know, they speak like Christians about him, you know. The New Age is what has destroyed Gnostics. They gave it a bad name. That's not the real Gnostics. But they even spoke about this mind parasite. They spoke of computers. They felt it was a computer. This AI now, artificial intelligence. And then he spoke, you know, these Gnostics are left behind. that this unknown God came in, a blasphemer. I mean, and they put everything in a jar and wanted us to find it. And they've kept that from us, basically. Just we get nibbles, you know. And thank goodness there's good people there, out here that have put it out there. So I think that they're wearing down the saints, in a sense. I don't, and then it's wheats versus tares. I know in my life it seemed like it was I was the wheat and everyone else was a tare. Basically, not everyone, but those that were closest to me, friends, family, jobs, the whole bit. So I think when we got up closer to 1997-ish, now you're seeing more people become victims of this. And that's where it falls into Jade Helm. Yes, Jade Helm started it, as far as I can find, in 1997. That explained a lot for me, 1998 on and 2001 when. So, but getting back to wheats and tares, I believe we're seeing through the veil, which is the second heaven invasion. That's the opening of CERN, and they open stargates and strangelets and wormholes, and there's a lot of people getting a lot of strange stuff from video. I've seen some weird things myself. I know that there's things up in our sky that are unexplainable, as well as I know a lot of it's our country. I've been there because I didn't believe in aliens. I went further with it. I mean, I had to really be convinced. I mean, if they're not from this world, what are they? They came from the heavens, you know, the fallen ones. So I think people now call them aliens because they don't know any different. I probably would have too. But I know that they alter your reality, and I know a lot of it is smoke and mirrors, so to speak, laser beams and what have you coming down. So it's been a very tough road for me going back and forth. I mean, I had to break what I had to do. I realized that they had programmed the Bible into my targeting. So I had to really step away from that. And I took a lot of chances doing that, but I had to. And then when I got a grip on that they used me, you know, I didn't want to go, you know, and I'm a Christian. I didn't want to go there until I knew that it was of my own heart, not from this targeting into my brain, you know? And so that's when I've gotten back into it now. So I'm glad I did because I have my own insight on it. I do think that I think these gang stalkers, whether they're microchipped or not, and they're being controlled by AI system. This AI system is massive. It's global. I mean, this is going global. And it's affected everyone so much. I see people controlled in front of me. And not everyone, but most. They will even do it in front of me as if they want me to notice. And so I went through some times where I don't think they wanted me to realize that this thing doesn't want to get caught. It's programmed not to get caught. And that's, you know, and I noticed that. That's why it doesn't always, you know, they don't always gang stalk you out in public. And if you can wrap your thinking around the fact that they're controlled alone, that's, you got half the game figured. You know, stop, you know, a lot of people think it's their neighbors. And I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying they're being controlled. You know, they got all this. Go over. I'll tell you a good place to start is dataasylum.com. Go there and you'll see chemtrails and gang stalking. And he'll explain what on earth is happening. Now, I'm not speaking of it lightly. I'm just trying to stay calm tonight. Because I can go on some rants and I get mad at them doing this stuff. excuse me. I mean, but I realized the drones. I always thought, where did I see this before? It had to be something I've seen growing up in a book or something. Well, lo and behold, they have had, I would call them drones, tens of thousands of years ago. Just like in India, you'll see them down there. And they held on to their ancient artwork down there. In carved in granite and everything else. So it's, you know, really hard to argue with that. There does seem to be a snake connected to all of them. And the elite are related bloodline, blue bloodline, to probably the Anunnaki. so I have even noticed the skulls that they were talking about. As the years went by, you'd see newer photos. They're still several thousand years old of what would they have looked like, and you see the skull, and it no longer was as big as they were. So maybe it was they didn't go into did, you know, any ancestors. They have to be here on Earth, and so did their skull not, you know, stop growing back there? You know, either they evolved or devolved away from their original genetics. I say they devolved. So that's that was a big one. Now that's how they explained the Nephilim, and that was out of the Book of Enoch. And descriptions that they left behind were telling. I mean, you know, they like to afflict, and I could read it to you. Like, let's see, let me find one. You know, because we're talking about the giant spirits, we're not dealing with flesh and blood. This computer system that's running this is not flesh and blood. It's a computer, but it's an artificial intelligence. And I believe, it's my opinion, that it's the one eye. That's when I think they sang a song about Eye in the Sky back in the 80s. So I do think it's been out there forever. You know, and they've been watching everything we've done, and they figured out who we were. Now, it's two ways I can go with this. Either they're getting rid of any of their of those that are true ancestry of the one, the real living God. And then you got, you know, who do they think is God? Well, most of them think that Enki is our God from the Sumerians. So if that be the case, then they're with the other side, Enlil, who hated us, just like Satan. And these ones that are into archons, they swear that Enlil is Satan, and he's insane, and that's who's targeting us. I do know I have had many moments of my targeting where I thought, you know, this is insane. You know, this whole thing is insane. Like, she, you know, about job mobbing, those that mob us on the job or out in public, they're insane. There's no other way about it. Yeah, the insanity part is where Scott Hensler says that if they're that insane, they're possessed. You know, they got the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim in them. So that's what I think we're up against. Out of Enoch, for instance, the 15th chapter, he does talk about the spirits of the giants and how they like to afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle. They work destruction on the earth. They cause trouble. While they take no food, nevertheless, they seem to hunger and thirst and cause offenses. And these spirits rise up against the children of men and women on the earth and those that preceded them. Now, that's out of the Book of Enoch, and that's thousands of years old. And in chapter 10, he talks about the spirits, and they are reprobates, and they're the children of the Watchers, the original fallen ones, the Watchers. And they have wronged mankind. Well, I won't disagree there. But there's so many opinions on this. I reached out every which way I could. Michael Tazarin, he's a good guy to listen to, Tsarion. He's a Nephilim, Reptilian, Anunnaki, Endgame. And he's a good guy. He's very educated on all this. So he's someone you could listen to. Nathan Leal exposes, he's a minister, and he's exposing Operation Jade Helm, which is targeting individuals. And it's using beast artificial intelligent tech. So the one that's behind the helm of this is DARPA, and Jade stands for DARPA. Helm would stand for who's in control. And this is execution of targets by the New World Order, plain and simple. It's called beast tech, and it is. I have had moments where, and of course, it's all got to do with the mind as well, but also you're being shot at from the sky. Also, they bounce off of people's cell phones. That's to the towers. It's all connected. And like I said, chemtrails is the medium for these energy weapons. However, CERN is the backbone of the power. That's what powers it. And that's who we find out created the Internet. It was not Al Gore, like we thought. So we've been lied to about everything. And boy, I tell you, it's the truth. We really have. I even think this AI system's been around a lot longer than just, since 1997. Because supposedly, according to Ron Angel, a scientist, he's targeted now. He gave an interview to Deborah Tavares, who was whistleblowing for us. She's also targeted. And she's a wealthy prior landowner, three generations. She gave interviews to those like the Oath Keepers, who are also running this, about the AI system, Jade Helm. And I know myself, I was not a 9/11 activist. However, I know they're going after 9/11 activists with this AI system with satellites and drones. And they are. And they keep them hovering around our homes. So they had to find them and fry them that they had set up even before 9/11, thanks to Julian Assange. So, I mean, we'd be here all night, and it's overwhelmingly obvious that they had this planned, silent weapons for quiet warfare, war for a long time. They're, out of their own papers, their three objectives are to, one, to just alienate, destroy your mind emotionally, just destroy you mentally. And the second thing they come in for is to take you down financially. They want you destitute, their words. And then the third thing is they want you to get so bad off, you will commit suicide. And if you won't do it, they'll put thoughts into your head. They can do that. And if that's not good enough, they'll make life pure hell with these UAV satellite weapons. And they can put suggestive thoughts into your mind because all the nano were shot over us into us with the smart dust, and that's all programmable matter, synthetic biology. So that's where we're dealing with biotech. And I know the CIA is doing that. I've seen it myself. I really, when you put all this together with them torturing others overseas, where they won't even let them starve themselves to death, and they're using, this goes all the way back historically. And so I do believe we've lived a life of wheats, and they were tares. I do believe we're seeing through the veil, and they all say the experts that we are because of CERN. And it broke down that barrier that was between humans and the spirit world. It goes back to the 1950s. Excuse me. So we have the 1950s where they put the first CERN up over at Fort Hood, Texas. And lo and behold, thanks to a DOD directive, they don't have to ask anybody's permission to guinea pig us in this country. They can do it just because. They're not supposed to. There's things they're not supposed to do that they do. And TIs have went up before the advisory committee in May of this year. And they stood in front of about 20 or so people that could have stopped this. And it's in my opinion that nobody gave a damn. They just didn't care. They sat there, and each one of them looked more bored than the next, Looked like they were having a hard time keeping their heads up. They just weren't interested. And that's just been the plight of the TIs, sadly, used for human experimentation. But they've been altering humans' DNA for millenniums, and they have. And there's been a battle between humans and them, and the humans that go along with them, the Anunnaki and the Nephilim. That'd be anybody that's akin to them, any descendants. And it's in their DNA, and they say that these archons, there's also archons that take over their minds to keep them there. And so that's, I guess I'm talking, I've been doing a show almost every night. You have to bear with me. My mouth is dry and I'm tired. And I usually have some others that call in that join in the conversation. Area code 804, are you still there?
Yes.
Is there anything you want me to talk about?
Did you touch on Morgellons yet?
Not yet. Would you like to talk about Morgellons?
I had saw some spider webs fall out of the sky.
Wow.
A couple years ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was.
Go ahead.
It was the spider webs, it was a milky color, not like a spider web where we see today, you know, shine. It was just a little glass color. It wasn't like, it had a milky look, and it was a little thicker than a spider web.
Yeah.
And the people was just walking all through it and not seeing it or feeling it. I had came in the house one day, and I looked out the window, and I just looked at it and looked at it. I looked at it for like almost an hour. The wind won't blow on it or nothing, so I just curious about Morgellons.
Well, regrettably, that's one of the things they've been spraying down on us from chemtrails. And it's synthetic biology. It's made, literally, seemingly made in a lab. I know someone who does this, knows all about Morgellons really well. It's on the same line as nanotech. But the only thing I can get out of it is it's some of us reject it and some of us don't. I'm not rejecting nano, but I have tried detoxing. I haven't done enough. It's very hard. It's a 24/7 job because it keeps self-replicating. And that Morgellons is the same way. And it is that color, milky. And,
yes.
I mean, they have found things inside there when under a microscope that... It has emblems on it, like I can range anywhere from, you know, the pyramid, a one eye, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They have actually traced some of it back to labs. And Clifford Carnicom, a scientist, he whistle blew about that, and he still has a website, Clifford Carnicom, or CarnicomInstitution.org, and there were some. Scientists that were coming in and out of there anonymously helping. And yeah, can you imagine they've been doing that?
Mm.
It's unfathomable, but they have been spraying that down from airplanes. I've seen them. So.
Yeah. And I'd be, it feel like stuff be crawling on me too.
Is it on you or under your skin?
Huh?
Can you tell?
Say again.
Is it under your skin?
Oh,
hello?
I took my headphones off while you were talking.
That's okay. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to tweak something myself.
Uh-oh, so what you were saying there?
Is it under your skin?
Yeah, I mean...
Or on it?
Well, you know how it feel like a bug or a net or something on you, and when you look, ain't nothing on you.
Wow.
It's like that.
You know, I think I have felt similar. I feel it myself. I know what you're talking about.
So I believe we all got this stuff. I do too. And
excuse me. Go ahead.
Oh, if a person I want to ask you, do you know about Dr. Wynn Parker?
I can't say that I do. No, Dr. William Parker.
Wynn, W-I-N-N.
Wayne?
Wynn.
No.
Wynn.
No. Tell me. I never heard of him. No.
Okay. I listen to him every Sunday on RBN Live, and the United Nations called him the water bond. And he was saying that it's over 9,000 chemicals in the water, and 6,000 disinfectants.
Wow.
And he said it had took as many as 2 atoms out of the water. And he said the most dangerous thing you can do is to cook with hot water, you know, store it in hot water. They said they found the unidentified molecule in the water.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. Unreal. They don't want us here anymore. You know that, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. The Georgia Guidestones, I mean, they put that right up as nobody will actually say who it is, but there is a whistleblower scientist, Ron Angel, who says that it's, darn, I can't remember the guy. He used to own CNN, but the others have said it's a bunch of them that put that there. You know, a group of them, this New World Order, which is actually an old world order, but this has all been done before. I just never in any of the ancient texts that's been given to us, you understand? They kept most of it. We'll never know the whole truth ever.
Go ahead. I don't want to take any of that literature as belief, because those who are in power, maybe they put that literature and them artifacts out for us to find. I think what we need to know is to come. That the information or artifacts or ancient information out there, I don't think it's good consumption for humanity. For some reason, it's a trap.
I know that those that are in power are really, really evil. They really are. They are so evil.
You want to hear the testimony? I was listening to this guy's testimony, right? He drives helicopters, and he was he used to fly the CEO of E.F. Hutton to the various places, right? And he said he took the E.F. Hutton CEO to a dilapidated hangar. And he said it was other helicopters and other limos out there waiting. So he said around about the third or fourth time, well, he said it to himself. He said, what do a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, what type of business he have in a hangar?
Right.
So he said after the third or fourth time out there, flying this guy out there, he said, let me go take a look in this hangar. He said when he opened that door, he said he saw a whole hangar full of kids and grown men was grabbing and reaching for him. He said some of the kids had their clothes torn off them, you know, trying to break loose and stuff. He said he never saw such fear in all life.
That's how they are. Kathy O'Brien is a good one to listen to over at YouTube.
Yeah.
That's pitiful when you hear, and she, that CIA guy got her out.
Yes, Mark Phillips.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's others as well that have spoken. And it's just, yeah, when you hear her stories, it's heinous.
Yeah.
And when I think, do you remember Senator Byrd?
Yes.
Do you remember he used to stand up there with the Bible when he was in his, when he was debating something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was one of the biggest pedophiles up there.
Yeah, from West Virginia.
Yeah, of course, Rockefeller, you know, who's behind a lot of this too. He's one of the top 15 families in the world financially. And the Rockefellers are behind this with the Rothschilds. There's other families, too, that we've never, like the DuPonts. And then there's other names. I can't think of all of them. And they're above them all. Oh, they're so – this is – they're psychotic.
But we've been deceived. We've been deceived on a level where we
– Yeah.
I'm at.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like the Zionists get all it, where, you know, we all say the Zionists doing this and the Zionists doing that. But the Zionists can't do no more than what the neocons allow them to do.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree. When I sifted through all those 9/11 filmings, and each one was different than the next, and then I started reading where a lot of people were putting out blogs saying they were all infiltrated, you know, that they took them over. And that's why nothing ever became of it. Plus, I knew they were targeting people in all kind of heinous ways. Like I said, they had to find them and fry them. That's what microwave weapons. They had that planned before 9/11. Everything was. And and then when you find out that the Bushes were Nazis, and it's not just them, it was a bunch of them,
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, like, you know, the Dulles airports, all of them, he was one of them,
yes.
And you know, over there, what's that called, that Bohemian Grove, and
yes.
they sacrificed to those owls. The owl goes all the way back to Nimrod days, you know, they're the ones that Christ said, you know, that he's, you know, these were the evil ones, you know, everyone, Jesus called them out. Imagine he went up against them, look what they did to him.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm all right here in Richmond, Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
But before I speak on what I get ready to speak on, I want to speak on Donald Trump.
Okay.
I think Donald Trump is evil. He's throwing up too many sixes, and I don't think he's for the American people. His job is to get America to react. Now, just imagine if something come up and he is disqualified, how you think America gonna feel?
I think he's up there just as a mouthpiece to keep everyone occupied so that they don't know the truth. And that is that a new world tyrant, I mean, this is a tyranny we're dealing with. This is a technocracy. And it's a new world order. The Bushes announced it. All of them are announcing it. They're saying it like it's nothing. Even a military leader was the one TV the other day and said it about a new world order. I think that's what it is. It's to prop it up so you won't know. Give the people what they want, keep them occupied, and then I think something really bad's going to happen.
Yes, I'm getting ready to tell you now.
Okay.
Donald Trump going to be disqualified. Something going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not going to get him. And America going to be so furious. And something going to happen, and guess who's going to get the blame? Guess who's going to get
the
blame?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, I was telling you, I'm right here in Richmond, Virginia. 95 south of me is a Amazon facility. Down the street, back in the cut, is 5 million square feet facilities. It looked like a mock city. And
oh, I heard about that. Up in Virginia.
Yes.
It's
oh, you have.
Really there. Wow.
It's in Colonial Heights.
Wow.
A little bit before you get to Petersburg. But this place
yeah.
is so like whatever. Yeah. This place really, really stood out to me. And so I had the conversation with one of the foremen that the job was finished. All we had to do was sweep up the dirt and stuff from, you know, from behind the brick masons and things. So I got to talking to this dude. I said, man, well, he told me they built 5 of them within 9 months. That's a lot of building. Now, my granddaddy, my mama daddy, was over in Germany in World War II. This is another thing I don't like. Of all the soldiers that came back from World War II, they never told what they saw and what they feel. My granddaddy said that the Americans and the Russians, they mistreated the German people. They raped their women. The same thing. Same thing they doing in Iraq. Mm. They raped the women and they killed them. They was raping them from the age to senior citizen age. And this was like in 69, 68, 70 when I was a little boy. Because my granddaddy, he used to go through these little tantrums. And my grandma would see it, right? And she'll say, Charlie, don't you start it. Don't you start it. And she didn't want to hear it, but my mama and other ones were listening to his experiences. But he said back then, this was 68, 69, 70, 71, he said what they did to the German people, they're going to do to the American people.
I agree. He was right.
Man, you cry like mama died. Like his wife left him. They're going to do some heinous things to us.
You know, I knew my grandparents too growing up. They raised me. And we don't, you know, I guess we were lucky in a way. I try to find anything I can to find something good, even if it's only for a second. Our grandparents knew a lot, didn't they? They seen things that they knew, and they logically, for, you know, just common sense, this is what's going to happen. And they even warned me about NASA. They said that they're going to do something to that atmosphere, but they felt that they knew we were heading for evil times. They just knew it. Could you feel it?
I
mean, me too. Did you feel that they're just that there was something wrong, bigger in the world, and it was just getting worse over the decades, did you kind of know that? I knew. I couldn't pin it.
This is my experience was, my grandfather was my first experience. And since how you heard different things, see different things, and then when you get to that little apex, you be like, everything falling in place. But while I was getting information from here, hearing stuff from there, I couldn't put it together because I didn't know. Because back in the 70s, the term New World Order wasn't out that George Bush brought it out. But I just don't understand how could white people kill each other during the Civil War? How could they leave the shores of North America, go over to Germany and do these evil acts for these evil people.
Just like they've got innocent Iraqians, 72% of them are farmers. They've been torturing them in prisons over there.
Yes.
The Americans.
Yes.
They couldn't even starve themselves to death. I've looked at some of the photos. They're heinous. And the people that do it, they don't... This is where the Christians have gotten into, where they're not like you and I. They'll never be like us. They are, you know, the coldness about them is undefinable, to the point that, you know, you're in end times, and this, you go back to ancient texts, they warned us. The book of Enoch was taken out, and he warned future generations that this was going to happen. You know, he said it was going to be a totally lawless group that was going to come in and just, you know, they love to destroy. You know, they love to cause conflict. You know, he said everything but the word torture. And the word torture is in the Bible about from Jesus Christ. It says that those that are tortured, I think it's John wrote that, there'll be someone will come back for those that are tortured. And you know, what it is our country's been run by Nazis. And when I say that, I don't mean that as just a term. I mean that historically, and it's something that I just learned not too long ago as well. It, you know, I took history in college. I majored in it. Never did it come up because they've been controlling our education. Was a joke. You understand? We've been lied to about everything.
Good thing, yes. Lord, everything. God, it's true. You know, we need to go back to the drawing board.
Are you familiar with the FEMA camps?
Oh, yes.
That's got me concerned.
You familiar with William Pop, who our father, who sued Richard Nixon behind these FEMA camps?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah. He won the case, but where the judge told him, he said, well, sir, I can't make no decision on this case because no one been harmed, no one been hurt, no one is in them. But he told him in so many words, you did a good job in your research and the way you put your briefs up. Yeah. But William Pops, we can't find him nowhere.
Well, that's true. I haven't seen his name out here in years.
But they got these holding facilities everywhere. They all over. And they bring these people over here with diseases and stuff. They dropping dead before they could get in the country good.
Yeah.
They
well, like you said, you've seen the cobwebs. They've been spraying all that down on us, and some people have actually close up, including myself, filmed the spray, the trail. It's a certain kind of spray over all of us, and that's where the nano is, and then it dissipates over everybody, and that's included Morgellons as well. Can you imagine? And then they're researching us with the wirelessly. You know, and slow killing us, and that's torture to have that in your body, you know?
It seems like we're being short-circuited because, you know, we're electrical beings. Electrical units. So they took all the electricity out the water, and they're putting the metals in the atmosphere and shooting a charge on it. So, you know, destroying the oxygen. It's like putting tight rubber bands around your limbs, you know, cutting off circulation.
Mm-hmm. I believe that most of the whistleblowers out here are authentic. I really do. I know it's very hard to, you know, there's so much disinformation, but I firmly believe that, like you said, we've been lied to about everything, and those that are in power, the powers that shouldn't be, that are running this sad genocide on us, I think they've been around a lot longer than we know.
And
a lot of this technology was these weapons.
Mm-hmm.
It was written on the walls of the pyramid, and it was a warning to future generations that if this wireless technology got into the wrong hands, what they would do to humanity. I mean, we're in such an upside down world that even I have questions. You know, I question about the pyramids. You know, were they all that bad? You know, were they good at one time, and then, you know, the evil ones came and took them over? You know, and the Masons, Freemasons, and all the secret societies. Even, I'll tell you who else is involved with this, is even the Jesuits, the Black Nobility Pope, and they were Nazis. You can't deny photographs. What's that?
They're the ones with the most power. They the ones that reign Vietnam.
Could even be the queen.
Yeah.
It could, yeah. And you know, I want to say Rothschild, and they say he might be the one running this country. And these people are demonic. They are satanic.
But this one thing I do believe that the intelligentsia for the New World Order is out in society amongst us, gathering who's who and what they know.
I think they've been doing that a long time.
Yeah. Mm. Since the Cold War has been over, the FBI and the CIA, they're mortal enemies to each other.
Huh. I didn't know that. I thought they were right up there with each other.
Well, it's like this, you know, Iron Cuphead?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Cuphead, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He came to see me when I was in prison. He rode through a snowstorm from Maryland.
Wow.
To see me. And when I got a hold of Al Cuppy, he was talking about the hitness, right? And when I got his mailing address, I wrote him and pulled my spirit out to him and told him about my granddaddy and different things. And when he wrote back, he said, "I'm coming down there to see you." He came in his flight jacket and his bag.
I like him. He's friends with Chris, who is another. He's been targeted by and horribly. And that's how I got to know Al Cuppet. The show is getting ready to end. I'm so sorry. I will be back on tomorrow at 6:30 or at 11 if you'd like to call back in.
Yes, I'll be there.
Call back. I'd like to hear more. You're aligned with me. And caller on area code 225, please call back in. And may God bless both of you. I know that we're special. We're not like them, you know?
So you come on 6:00 and 11 o'clock?
6:30 and 11.
Yes,
and I'll be on tomorrow
there.
Night. Call in for 2 hours. I'll be on tomorrow night.
Okay, what's the name of the show?
Lisa KR11 Humane. It's my network. I'm trying to find a name to tell you. Just look up. It's my username is CEEMY11. CMY11. And good night. And God bless.